Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for September 13th, 2025, and I'm very grateful to be with you. I really am, and I am grateful to have this question that is being put to me. This comes from Texas, and the gentleman's name is Fred. That's all I know. And so he is in his little email, he told me how much he appreciated the program and all of that nice stuff. And I always like hearing that, of course. So here's his question. No matter what, he says, we seem fated to kill each other. Care to comment, please? Fred from Texas. Well, this has been going on, you know, for thousands and thousands of years, how we kill each other, how we try to survive. If you read Homo Deus, or you read maybe Sapolsky in Determined or Behave, you start to read and study and understand the nature of human nature. We are, Fred, as you probably already know, we are natural-born killers. This is what we do. And when we go off on this tangent of killing, it is like eating potato chips. You get that that salt in the mouth and the flavor of the potato chip itself, and you just can't, well, what was the old Lay's commercial? You just can't eat one. There comes a thirst for killing, and this really is a terrible thing that most people get involved in and don't really understand why they're involved in it, but they are. So, yeah, you're right. We are destined to kill ourselves and to destroy. That's what we do best. We build things that are interesting, but those things usually have some kind of effect on the economy, or they'll have an effect on nature, the ecosystem, all of that good stuff. And we just go into terrorizing our own life. Now, with this all being said, care to comment? Well, we're not done yet. I don't know if you have Netflix. I was telling my students this a couple of months ago. They have this this documentary called The Poop Ship, and it's the story of Carnival cruises and their difficulty with a boat they had that broke down in the middle of the ocean, I guess somewhere or between Texas and I guess it was in the I'm giggling. It was in the Gulf of Mexico in that area. They were between that and Cuba, and the ship broke down, and there was no electricity. There was nothing. It was just floating in the middle of nothing. And Fred, if you want to know my answer, you need to see that little documentary. It was really well done. And you start to see the stupidity of humanity. When the ship broke down, the toilets also broke because they were run on electricity, evidently, and they had none, and there was poop and urine all over the place. I mean, all over. And it started to become a real problem. I guess they were out there for 7 or 8 days. I don't know. I don't remember the whole thing. But I do remember what they turned into, monsters. They turned into monsters. People became predatory. They became, what do I want to say politely here? They were hoarding food. They had territorial rights on the boat. They were having open sex on the boat. They turned into animals, and it wasn't a pretty sight. So while they were waiting to be rescued, humanity came pouring out of them. Now, nobody killed each other, but They came close. That would have been the next thing, you know. It would have driven a person nutso, and that's the way we are. When we are left to our biology, when we are left to our DNA, when we are left to the human part of us, we become ugly. And that's the way human beings turn out. Now, what to do? Well, this is why there's government, because we don't govern ourselves. We don't govern how we live on the inside of ourselves, within us. We don't have any means or interest in the mechanism of our ability to temper our DNA and no longer allow it to start the progression of decline, as I like to call it, into our daily life. We do it on the freeway, the highways. I watch people drive. It's all about DNA, getting ahead of you, just for the sake of getting ahead of you, or, you know, driving recklessly. There's all sorts of things about all of this, and we see how we are. We're just cattle, and we're not even smart enough to know what we're doing that degrades us and puts us in a position of harming each other, much less ourselves. I mean, if you look at the history of humanity, you get all this. So, Fred, if you want to know kind of where I'm at with it and where humanity is at with itself, read the history of human beings. Read Homo Deus and Sapiens by Vahari, and really take a deep look at what he is saying. He is a brilliant man, and he talks about our origins as human beings. And it is important to understand these things, because this is where we are in our humanity. What can I say? I have been going against all of this for 50 years or so of my work. You get up when I was in the old days, every morning on Sunday, you work all week with some sort of discourse to help people. They can only hear the DNA. If there's DNA in a speech where you talk about how to get something, how to get happy, how to get money, how to have things that you think you need or cherish, then everybody is listening. But if you're talking about something that is transcendental to the whole experience, transcending, they can't hear that, because they only are interested in survival. And you have to ask yourself, what kind of person are you? Are you one of those that is only interested in your survival, and that's all it's about for you? And get out of my way. I'm going to get what I want, do what I want, and I want to be able to be free. That's what Americans love to think they are, free. We're not free. We still have to deal with the ego, with the biology of us that turns into some really ugly stuff. And when it does, we become natural-born killers. We lie, we cheat, we steal. This is the way we are as humanity. And if you really want to know, if you say care to comment, which was an open invitation for me, we will self-destruct. And there is no doubt about it. How that will happen, the way that will happen, the timeline of how that will happen, I know ye not. I'm not that bright. But I can tell you this, it's definitely going to happen. And it's not going to be pretty, but this is the way we are. And we don't want to change. So to transcend, to meditate, to work upon oneself, this is not appealing to the average person, nor appealing probably to most people on the planet. Hence, we kill ourselves, and that's about as far as it goes. It's sad to say, but it's all true. And it's been true in my career. I looked out over audiences for a long, long time and realized this is futile. This is just futile. You have to have the same message every Sunday morning, how to get what people want and not to realize what they are. terrible. Anyway, there you are, my friend. Thank you for your kind comments, and thank you for the question, and thank you, my dear audience, for listening, and please forgive me. Namaste.